It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shalom Flemons joining you today. With Thanksgiving, we want to praise God together. We want to just pray together and just spend time with God together. Sister Maria sends her regards this morning, and we wish you God's richest blessing. We're going to start with a word of prayer at this time. Dear Father, thank you so much for this day. Bless us this morning. May your Holy Spirit guide us, and we thank you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters. It's time now for us to go into our opening song. That will be It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for a Christian. It's about time. It's about
Amen, it is about time. Our topic is how trusting in God affects your health, or trusting in God affects your health. We're studying from Proverbs chapter 3 today. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the Bible, this great book of health, for it gives us solutions to our problems. It resolves the issues if people would follow it. We pray that we would be in surrender to your word and we will learn and understand. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Now, first of all, we're told to trust God. You know, that means in the major decisions that we have and the challenges, when you run up against something, when you're about to answer somebody on a difficult point, as you raise your children and you need guidance on different things, trust God for protection. Trust God. But it tells us very clearly to trust him with all of our heart. See, a lot of us have a surface trust in God. Oh, yeah, I trust God. But we wouldn't bet our life on it. You know, trusting God with all your heart means in every area of your life, friends, you're going to be obedient to God, and that you would be sure to make sure that you're in harmony with his will. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And then if you do that, you're not going to lean to your own understanding. You see, a lot of times we have experience in things and we have been there, done that, and we have a high regard for our own knowledge base. And friends, every person is different that you deal with. Every circumstance is different. Things aren't always as they seem. And many a person who's been a person of deep experience has made a mistake trusting in their own understanding. Then it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So as you go about doing this task and that task and this particular circumstance and that particular circumstance and this decision and that decision, ask God first before you make the decision. Ask him. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand the science. Sometimes you do have to make a decision right away. Sometimes you don't have to make it. You can say, I can't tell you that right now. God's to wait on the Lord. But sometimes the situation is such that you do have to make a decision right away. And what you should do is pray about it. And when you pray about it, you just calmly, if you can get to a quiet place, if you can, just talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to show me what to do right now. I have to do something. Show me what to do right now. And then just be quiet and just wait and just process the whole thing and look at, okay, what principle would be best? What which way would please God? You've already asked him to show you what to do in this moment. If you have to make a decision right away, some life circumstances are you've got to do something right now type decision. Now, if they're not, you'll say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Should I wait? Shall I move? You know, ask him. And then meditate, brothers and sisters. That gives God an opportunity to answer you. You just asked him, then you don't even wait for the answer. We sometimes ask God so we can check it off that we prayed, and then we go and do what we want to do. Pray about it and then wait on the Lord and just let him talk to you and think about the situation. And as you're thinking about the situation, after you pray, you've given God an opportunity to put the right thoughts in your right train of thoughts in your mind. You know, I just recently, my wife and I recently got a request to do something, and man, it was a little shocking, but we were willing to do it. But we did pray about it. And, you know, the night that we prayed about it, that day, it was supposed to be done the next day. We told the person, yes, we'll do it, but we prayed about it. And the Lord, we said, Lord, are we really supposed to do this? Now, it wasn't anything violating any principle, but we asked the Lord, Lord, is this something we really are supposed to do? And then that night, I got a dream. And the dream was totally fit the circumstances to the T. And it was not a good outcome. And I had to call the person the next day and say, listen, I just told them, I was honest. I didn't make up any flimsy excuse. Listen, I had a dream, and this was the dream. And they could clearly see in the dream it fit their circumstances. And I said, listen, we can't get involved in that right now because I don't believe this is the Lord's will based on the dream. Okay? So when you do that, he will direct your path. Okay? Then it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So don't think you know so much, my friend, and be humble. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. You know, we think because I've been doing medical missionary work for 35 years, I will always have the right answer in every situation. No, sometimes you'll forget about the simplest things. And somebody who just started in medical missionary work said, well, did we do this? Man, I didn't think about that. That's just the obvious, you know? And so we're not wise in our own eyes. We fear the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord is loving and obeying God. That's what that means. That can be found in Proverbs, I believe, chapter 2. Let me see if I can find that. This is Proverbs 3. Proverbs 2:5, the previous chapter. It says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So it's fear of God is knowing God, my friends. And if you study those verses before, it talks about receiving his word, hiding his commandments in your heart and inclining your ear to wisdom and applying it to understanding, crying after it, crying after knowledge, lifting your voice. That means begging like for understanding, seeking her as silver and as treasure. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. See, so all those previous verses help us understand what it means to trust with all our heart. When you trust with all your heart, you're all in. You just want to please God in every way. All right, so in chapter 3, we're going back. So it says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord. That means get to know the character of God. Friends, that's what's wrong with the church today. Most people don't understand God's character. We think he doesn't care about the little things, so we become lenient and do our own thing. Or we get too critical and too controlling over others, and we're not allowing the Lord to work in other people's lives, and all the attention comes on us, you see. And so we need to see the character of Jesus. Jesus had all the attention, but he was training his disciples, and he put them out there to go and preach and teach, and that's important. But here's our verse, in verse 8, after we learn all those ways of trusting. It said, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Now, the navel is your belly button. So is God saying, if you trust me, you'll have a healthy belly button? If I was to ask you a question, the question would be, what is the purpose today of your belly button? What is the purpose today of your belly button? Because God says, if you trust me, you'll have a healthy one. Well, friends, there is no purpose for your belly button. It was just a leftover mark reminding you were connected to your mother, okay? So God is not talking about your belly button. He's talking about the area where it is, wherein it is the central locator, okay? In other words, if you look at your belly button, that's pretty much the center area of your digestive tract. And if you trust God, God is telling you you're going to have a healthy digestion. It helps your digestion. Everybody knows that when I'm upset, I lose my appetite. Why is that? Because the stress causes your sympathetic nervous system to be stimulated, and then your parasympathetic nervous system is suppressed. Parasympathetic nerves help digestion. Sympathetic nerves deal with fight or flight. When one is on, the other is off. When one is on, the other is off. So when you have a happy and joyous eating occasion, eating the right foods, of course, we're hoping, but it actually works if you're eating the wrong foods. It's just that the wrong foods aren't going to help you too much. They'll hurt you in another way. But that's why you should be happy at mealtime. Don't be the food police messing up everybody else's digestion, okay? Enjoy your food. And, that's probably, pray about it before you just, are apt to criticize somebody about what they're eating, and they're eating it at the table, okay? You pray about that. That's all I'm saying. And the bottom line is when we eat, it should be a happy occasion because we want the parasympathetic nerves to be turned on and the stress nerves turned off. So a lot of people are stressed eating, rushing and eating. You know, you're all stressed out. You got to get to work. It'd be better to eat a lot less at that day and be able to calmly eat it than to eat all you were going to eat in a rushed, stressed, angry, frustrated mindset, okay? It affects your digestion. It slows down peristalsis. Peristalsis is the wave-like motion that pushes your food from the entrance point to the exit point. And your food has to travel about 30 feet, my brothers and sisters. From the mouth to the anus is about 30 feet. You don't want anything slowing that down because if it does, it causes putrefaction. It causes the food to spoil because it doesn't leave the body in a expeditious manner, okay? We don't want to rush the food either. Sometimes when you get stressed out, you'll end up with diarrhea because the body said, let me just get this on out because it's not being digested, okay? That means that the body senses toxins are building up, and so you'll have a diarrhea attack. So the bottom line is the Bible is true that it's health to your navel when you trust God because science tells us that when you don't have a good mindset, you don't digest well. Everybody knows that ulcers are exacerbated by worry and strife and stress, okay? And partly because of something we're about to talk about in a moment. And so let's just get to it. It's marrow to your bones. Your bone marrow is where blood is manufactured. And part of your blood is white blood cells. They are manufactured in your bones. And so, brothers and sisters, God is trying to tell us that if you don't trust me, it affects your immune system. And that is 100% true. When you are all stressed out, doctors will tell you your cancer will grow faster, your flu symptoms will be worse, you'll get the flu where you might not have gotten the flu because your immune system is compromised. How does that work? Well, what happens is that when you are stressed, it pulls a lot of resources from other organs and other organ systems because it's fight or flight. You need everything to fight or flee. So when you're all stressed out, your immune system is compromised because the energy to fight viruses and bacteria and cancer and other things is zapped from you to deal with the fight or flight that you're always under, okay? That's why I don't get involved in politics, brothers and sisters. Politics will take years off your life. Because you're always thinking about this and trying to connive on that and trying to figure out who's on your side and who's not and who double-crossed you, who let the information leak out, you know, whatever, who's trying to take your job. And you don't want to live like that. So it's just not good because the system is so corrupt. So my brothers and sisters, what are we saying? If you have trust in God, it gives you a healthy immune system. And that's so beautiful. So healthy digestive system, healthy immune system. And when you study physiology, if you have a healthy digestive system and a healthy immune system, or if you have an unhealthy digestive system, which brings all your nutrition in, and an unhealthy immune system, which protects you from invaders within and with harmful things within and without, it will affect every other system of your body, my friends. So that being said, let's trust God today. It's best for your health. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Bless us now and this morning as we strive to live for you today. Be with us as we continue in our broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, it's time now for our transition song, Torso, and we'll be hearing from Sister Donna. She's going to be sharing with us on optimal nutrition.
of Pennsylvania, they're the one of a kind. Place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime. between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, I apologize for that little mess up there, brothers and sisters. And we're about to hear from our sister. Good morning, sis. God bless you.
Good morning, and God bless you as well. Let's do a volume check. How do I sound?
I mean, I hear you. What's happening is, you know, I have to have the phone near the iPad for Facebook, so they are not able to hear as well as we can. So I didn't know if, you know, but do the best you can, sis. No, we're no pressure at this point.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. This reading today comes from the Principles of Health and Healing, Life More Abundantly, Optimal Nutrition. Why is diet important? A, scientific research. Many diseases are directly connected to certain dietary choices. Diets that include large amounts of refined foods, those that are high in free fats, cholesterol, free sugars, refined grains, and sodium, while very low in fiber, have been linked to lifestyle diseases such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. This comes from the World Health Organization. B, our Creator cares. Jesus loves us very much and knows our bodies even better than we do. He has given clear instructions in regard to diet through the Bible and writings of Ellen White. Diets in the Bible. Let's listen to this. This, I found this to be extremely interesting in how the progression of the diet and where it's headed, or should I say where it's headed back to. Number one, it began in the Garden of Eden. And these are five diets that you can find in the Bible, and you can write down the scriptures and double-check it. Garden of Eden diet, fruit, grains, nuts, and seeds, Genesis 1:29. Diet after sin, herb of the field was added, Genesis 3:18. Post-flood diet, permission to eat clean meat, Genesis 9:3-7:2, with a distinction made in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. Remember, in this diet, blood and fat were prohibited. You'll find that in Genesis 9:4, Leviticus 3:17 and 7:23. Then for the Exodus diet, manna from heaven, Exodus 16:35. You see where it started out and where it's headed back? And finally, the fifth is the New Earth diet that you can read about in Isaiah 65:21 and 25. So question, could it be that the Lord's ideal is to bring us back to a simple diet in which no animal life is lost? Let's put a little sticky note right there, because when we get to heaven, there will be no killing, okay? And something had to die, my brothers and sisters, for you to have that steak on your plate, okay? So, Counsels on Diet and Foods, page 81 and 82 says, grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. They impart a strength, a power of endurance, and a vigor of intellect that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet, to which various roots will also be used. Now, so here are some important principles to remember. Simplicity. If ever there was a time when the diet should be of the most simple kind, it is now. That comes from 2 Testimonies, page 3:5-2. Should be suited for our circumstances. Our diet should be suited to the climate in which we live, and to the occupation we follow. Some foods that are adapted for use at a one season or in one climate are not suited to another. So there are different foods best suited for persons in different occupations and in different climates. Often food that can be used with benefit by those engaged in hard physical labor is unsuitable for persons of sedentary pursuits or intense mental application. So that says to me that the construction worker will probably not be eating the same diet as a client, as a secretary, or one that's sitting in an office all day. God has given us an ample variety of healthful foods, and each person should choose from it the things that experience and sound judgment prove to be best suited to his own necessities. That comes from the Ministry of Healing, page 296. Adequacy and taste. There must be placed upon the table nicely cooked dishes and an abundance of good, palatable food. We want to have good dishes nicely prepared. That comes from Counsels on Diet and Food, page 289. Then there's variety. The meal should be varied. The same dishes prepared in the same way should not appear on the table meal after meal after meal and day after day. The meals are eaten with greater relish, and the system is better nourished when the food is varied. That too comes from the Ministry of Healing, page 300. No abrupt changes in the diet. In some countries where poverty abounds, flesh is the cheapest food. Under these circumstances, the change will be made with greater difficulty, but it can be effective. We should, however, consider the situation of the people and the power of lifelong habits, and should be careful not to urge even right ideas unduly. None should be urged to make the change abruptly. The place of meat should be supplied with wholesome foods that are inexpensive. In this matter, very much depends on the cook. With care and skill, dishes may be prepared that will be both nutritious and appetizing and will, to a great degree, take the place of fresh food. That comes out of Ministry of Healing, page 316. Avoid extremes. Those who understand the laws of health and who are governed by principle will shun the extremes, both of indulgence and of restriction. Their diet is chosen not for the mere gratification of appetite, but for the upbuilding of the body. they seek to preserve every power in the best condition for higher service to God and to man. The appetite is under the control of reason and conscience, and they are rewarded with health of body and mind. While they do not urge their views offensively upon others, their example is a testimony in favor of right principles. These persons have a wide influence for good. That comes from the Ministry of Healing, page 319. Finally, one final point to ponder. Healthful Living, page 161, tells us, anything which is taken into the stomach and converted into blood becomes a part of the being. In other words, right, brothers and sisters, you are what you eat. So let's keep that in mind as we go through this day and the rest of our lives, faithfully waiting on the return of Jesus. Thank you, and have an awesome day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. And I would say definitely the volume was higher, sis. Thank you so much. All right, it's time for us to go to sharing and caring time. We have on Facebook, as we do roll call, we have Georgia, and we have a good morning from Sister Vicky. We have, I believe that's Virginia, and a good morning from Sister Gloria. We have a good morning from the country of Kenya with Brother Brian. We have South Carolina. We have North Carolina with Brother Peyton. We have, I think we mentioned, yes. Okay, so we had a question about a grape juice that was mentioned some time ago. The person says, Sister Vicky says, Sister Donna mentioned it. I thought it might have been Sister Lenny. I'm not so sure, but I believe the grape juice was Kadeem. So, Sister Donna, if you had mentioned a particular line of grape juice in a previous thing, just go ahead and speak up. I think, I know Sister Lenny did a few days ago, so I don't know if she got the two mixed up. Did you mention a grape juice in any recent post or talk?
No, I did not, but I am familiar with the one she mentioned, and it is Kadeem. It's spelled
K-E-E-M. Yeah, it was Kadeem.
K-E-D-E-M.
Yes, K-E-D-E-M, and I may have misspelled it in the note.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
No, I just wanted to say I was going to give the spelling K-E-D-E-M. And you can find it probably in a Giant Eagle store, depending on where they live, or Walmart carries it sometimes.
Yes, thank you so much. And I believe it might have been Sister Lenny, and I think if it comes back to me, I think she talked about the grape. It was a grape juice diet, I think it was, or the one-day grape diet. Yeah,
yeah, she spoke about the one-day grape juice fast, but it's like one day a week she suggested it.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I think that's when it was. Praise God. Okay, we've got a good morning from Sister Tuesday, and that's in Virginia. And we've got a thank you, of course, from Sister Vicky. And we have Florida also on the line. All right. For the call, we have Ohio. We have Ohio again and Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Delaware. Again, and then we have Oklahoma, we have Ohio again, we have Iowa, and we have Georgia. So God bless everybody, and we're just glad that you're with us this morning. And if the phone line, if you want to press star 6, we'd be happy to answer any questions. And we do have Sister Lenny on the call. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm requesting a special prayer for a niece that had surgery yesterday. She had her thyroid removed. And special prayer for Brother Brian's wife, Brenda. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Definitely want to keep them in prayer. You know, friends, ministry is caring for people. It's reaching out to people. It's doing things for people. So let's remember one another. Absolutely. Anyone else want to share anything? Press star 6. We have a little bit over 15 minutes to the top of the hour. So we have time if anyone wants to share anything. I want to share, again, I can say with relative assurance, you know, you have to, I need some of the students to go in and log in and check it out. But if you are a student in the Medical Missionary Training School, those of you who don't know about it, go to torsoflow.org. Torso is with an E on the end, T-O-R-S-O-E, torsoflow.org. If you go to torsoflow.org, we've been working very hard. It's been challenges and technology challenges. You definitely, there's good information on the homepage. So you can even watch the first lesson on the homepage. But if you want to log in with your email, this is for students, just go to my account for now. That's where we have it for now. Just go to my account, and there's a login button under my account, and you should be able to log in with that, okay? You put in your username and password. Now, here's the thing. If this is your first time, then you can say lost your password, and if you put lost your password, it will bring you to a page, okay, where you can reset the password. It's not like you have to wait for an email. It will bring you to a page at the bottom where you can reset your password, but you would have to put in your email address, and then you reset your password there. And now I haven't had a chance. I've been working very hard to test it out, but that is that. So then you would be able to have a username and password. You log in, and there will be many courses. And I will tell you, since we have a little time, I'll go ahead and tell you where we're going with this, Lord willing. We always say Lord willing because we don't know the day nor the hour that Jesus is coming, and things are, the Bible says the last movements will be rapid ones. But where we are going is we're going to have a three-tier training. There's a holistic biblical wellness coach certification, a holistic biblical wellness practitioner certification, and a certification as a doctor of holistic biblical wellness. And we sometimes say holistic wellness with a W because we're talking about being made whole by Jesus, as Jesus talked about it. And the official long term is holistic biblical wellness. But sometimes we'll just say we're holistic wellness. Sometimes people are a little challenged by the religion. It sounds religious, too much religiosity if you put the biblical in there. But the bottom line is deep down, you know what it is. So that's what we call it, holistic biblical wellness. And so you have those three tier levels. Now, a person may not have interest in a tier level. And so we will have individual specialty certifications on many diseases, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis. And so if you don't take the course as a wellness coach, and you just, when we come out with our diabetes course, you can just take diabetes. And because you just want to help people with diabetes, well, then you would become a holistic biblical wellness educator with a focus on diabetes, okay? And then if you say, I like this and I'm teaching people, now I want to get into hypertension, and you do the same thing. You take that course. Now, if you take one of the tier level courses, and if you're already a wellness coach, then you would have a specialty in diabetes, okay, if you've already gone through the coaching. And so in that way, everybody can get involved. People who may not want to have a certain overall level of a tier of coach, practitioner, doctor of holistic biblical wellness, but they just want to learn about a particular disease, and learn by disease, you know, one disease at a time. So because of our method, brothers and sisters, it doesn't take us as long to develop these courses as it would normally. So we're excited about what God is doing because, as the Bible says, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Yes, human beings have ideas, but true godly ideas come from God. And when we ask God, what is the best way to do this? He answers those prayers. So in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We're going to go to the phone. Well, I just saw somebody. I don't know who it was, but if you are have a comment or question, testimony, please, please feel free to press star 6 again. So we are thoroughly excited, friends, about what God is doing. We have about 99 students, and we thank God. So an email will be going out. You all just heard it first because you're on the Worship and Wellness broadcast, but an email will be going out. I probably will try to test that reset password concept first, and then an email will go out, and everybody will be able to log in, see what you missed, or just review what you've gotten. Okay, we're going to – okay, so I guess we got Sister Donna. I guess, Sister Donna, did you – are you on the call? Do I need to – maybe you dropped off in there. And let me see here. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, I see. Okay, no problem. I'll catch you this way. All right, Sister Donna, good morning again.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to request prayer for myself and my family and for a little girl that's been on a prayer ministry that I do that's been missing for 10 days. For confidential reasons, I can't give any more information than that, but I do enlist the addition of your prayers, as many as possible, for this little girl, please. And then I also wanted you to repeat the website address that you just gave for the new site.
Thank yes. You. Okay, and I was writing some things down. So do me a favor. I'm going to repeat the website first, and then I may need you to repeat your prayer request.
It's just a prayer request for all missing children. That's all. All missing children.
All missing children. Okay.
Well, because there was a time when we weren't hearing about that for a while. Now it
right.
seems to be coming back. Children are beginning to be missing again.
Yes. Okay, got it. All missing children. Thank you so much, sister. God bless you. All right, friends, anyone else want to share anything, please feel free to contact, to press star 6. And I'll see if there's anybody that made any comments on Facebook. Okay, so we've got a good morning for Sister Rachel in Florida. We have from, and good morning to you, sis. We've got a Sister Angela. She says it was every 10 days, grape juice, colon cleanse, the deem from Amazon or Walmart. That was just a comment on the what was said. And then Vicky is thanking Angela. Okay, praise God. Friends, it is, I just want to reiterate that Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2 says, then he, I forgot exactly how it begins, and he called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So the Bible teaches, brothers and sisters, that God has given a calling and a command and authority even to heal disease. So when we do what we do it by God's command. And I'm not going to say that some might not call what we do challenging, but or illegal, whatever, but it's not. Constitutionally, we have the right to follow God, and based on any command that God has given to us. Okay, so we highly recommend that you look at that scripture. And then Councils on Health, page 506, says, as religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. They should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. Those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. There are suffering ones among us. I'm paraphrasing now. Many of our own faith, but many who are not. And the shortness of time, it says, demands an energy that has not yet been manifest among those who claim to believe the present truth. So we need to be learning, and we need to be learning quickly. God has given Torso Ministry a learning system. It's called the Torso Flow Chart Learning System. And it uses flow charts, which causes complex, detailed information to be brought down into bite-sized things that I call mind pleasers. You know, you heard of mind teasers, mind pleasers. You can grasp it because it's broken down into little bite-sized concepts. Much easier to learn. You'll learn in a fraction of the time, fraction of the cost. If you go to torsoflow.org, you will find a sample of that. You will also find the first lesson in our course. It's given to you free, so you have a sample of how the flow chart system works. You also have a sampling of the various practical demonstrations that have been done. And so it's all right there on the homepage. So you can contact us. We're working on the whole sign-up. This was originally a virtual, so we're doing it live. But more students, you know, will be able to join in and take the class. So we thank you all for praying for us, and do test it out. Change, if you just, you know, say you lost your password, if you're a student, and then see if it lets you reset the password on the bottom of the next page where it says reset password, and then everything should work out. Let us know if there's any problems. We need you to test it. And also, before I let you go, I want to mention one thing. We also have a Sister Desiree on the call. Want to mention that those who are students, we want you to, by the way, I need to tell you this, you'll be able to take quizzes, although the quiz is more in-depth. You'll be able to take your quiz online, and you won't have to mail anything back, okay? So we will change the textbook so that all those quizzes, we're going to change that. Hey, Sister Andrew said, I tried it and it works. Amen. So it works, brothers and sisters. Praise God. You know, do pray for us, because this is, you know, I'm a preacher. I'm not a website designer. God is just good to me. So we can help the people at without raising the price of things. So thank God for that. It works. What was I saying? I was going to say something. Oh, there's a place where we want testimonies. So you'll see it on the homepage. We just have some pictures of actors that are just there in a template type thing. But we want like a one or two line testimony from different students. But we do want your picture. Maybe you wouldn't mind giving your first name or something of that nature. You don't have to give your first and last name. Maybe first name and where you're from. And if your name is John and you're from the state you're in, whatever, Connecticut or whatever, you know what I mean? There's millions of Johns in Connecticut, okay? So nobody would necessarily know that. All right, we're going to go to Sister Desiree at this time. Looking forward to hearing from her. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, brother. Good morning, Sister Maria. I was just calling to ask for prayer for those who are suffering this addiction, you know, overdose, and coming in contact with different ones with that, and the reason, you know, feeling, you know, a lack of self-worth. I'm asking for prayer for that. I have someone specific or a couple of people in mind, but I can't give names or anything, but I'm just asking for prayer for some couple of young men that I've come in contact with recently, mm-hmm. and also asking prayer for my brother who's incarcerated, who deals with schizophrenia, and tried to visit him and was unable because he's in another section or what have you. But I'm asking prayer for him because it seems as though when they say they're moving mental health into the community, but the mental health programs in different states are so poor. So the community actually seems like when they get in trouble or do things, they actually end up being incarcerated and housed in prison or jail. And people who are severely, you know, mental health, and they're just trying, some are trying to really get the help that they need, and they can't really get it because, honestly, they really, the system is not set up for them. It's just not a good system, health, mental health system here. It's not good. Some states are better, and some are just disparate. They don't have it. It's just not really here. And I also seek in prayer for, I'll just say unspoken request. The Lord knows, and for someone else. So that's what I was asking for, seeking prayer for those who are incarcerated, nursing homes, and those especially who deal with mental illness and the addiction where people end up overdosing, you know. So, and or brought back, but they're struggling. The withdrawal is real strong. It's really heavy. And that's what I was asking for. And God bless the ministry as well. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you. All right, brothers and sisters, this time for prayer. Let's go ahead and pray at this time. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the love that you have for us. We thank you for your kindness and grace. We thank you for teaching us today about our health in various ways, trusting in you and the optimal diet. We ask that you would bless us as we give our Tuesday to you, that your name will be glorified in everything we say and do. We want to pray for all those struggling, all those who are having various challenges. We want to pray for our students going through the course. Bless them as they engage and take the quizzes and do the things that they need to prepare themselves to be used by you to teach people their way. We thank you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus on that point. Father, we want to lift up Sister Bryant, Brother Bryant's wife, who he has passed, and so we just ask that the family and friends that are bereaving his loss, that you will bless them, help them, and comfort them, and strengthen them, and keep them from doing that which would not be pleasing to yourself, to your in your eyes, or good for themselves, because many people get involved in drinking and other things when the pain, to try to drown out the pain. We pray that you will be the source of strength for her and the rest of the family. Father, we want to pray for Sister Lenny's relative who just had a thyroid removed. We pray that you will balance her body out and help her to be healed and also to take better care of her health as you lead and guide. Help her to be open and honest and willing to hear what she can do to better her health. Well, we want to pray for Sister Donna's request that all missing children will be brought back to where they need to be. And we pray that where they need to be is a safe place as well. We pray for the children, Lord. You know there's so much crime and degradation in this world today. Father, we pray for Sister Desiree and for those who have tendencies to overdose. We just pray that you will help them to understand who they are and that they will not put anything in their bodies that is not good. We want to pray for those who have severe mental illness and all levels of mental challenges, Father. We pray that you will work it out and pierce through the darkness and show them the light. You have taken people in the Bible who were not in their right mind. Some of the people who even were possessed with demons, and sometimes it is demonic that causes mental illness. And we pray that you will free them as they humble themselves and let Jesus be the Lord of their lives. Father, we want to pray for the school and what we're striving to do here at Torso. Bless it. Continue to be with us as we strive to, Lord, honor you. We thank you, Lord. Help us to be kind and loving people. And we pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us and use us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us. Now, undreamed of, Sister Maria sends her regards to you this morning. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.